Hello and welcome to Public Media M1's English language news show, Hungary Reports from Budapest, with news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. I'm Arpad Szőci. Thanks for tuning in. Well, another suicide attack, this time on Tuesday in Turkey, is just another reminder about how security forces and people in general have to be on alert. That's no different in Hungary, where authorities are trying to beef up their security. One way the government wants to do that is by amending the current constitution. But for that to succeed, the government will need a lot of support.
Police patrolled the underpass at the Keleti train station in Budapest, while others were also on high alert at other busy public areas. This heightened state is also partly because of the terror attacks in Paris. Hungarian authorities were taking no chances. Because of the increased chance on terrorism, the government has also moved to amend the current law. And that is why the Minister of Defense has called together the parliamentary faction for consultations. To make these changes, the government would have to modify its constitution by a two-thirds majority. The new legislation would state that in case of a terrorism threat, the government would have the right to suspend some basic rights for up to 60 days with an option to extend the period. One of the opposing parties, LMP, has indicated it is open for discussions on changing the constitution. However, the party's faction leader stressed that the way the amendment is written now, they will not support it. A serious opposing party cannot give its support to a case of a not yet particularly clear threat of terrorism that would give the government in power the right to introduce a specific new rule of law for 60 days, which in turn could seriously restrict the rights of freedom of movement, communicating by mail or internet, the right of assembly, allowing foreigners into the country, or maintaining contacts with foreigners, said András Schiffer. Opposing Jobbik does basically support modifying the constitution, but they would still like to study it further. Jobbik had already handed in a similarly titled amendment back on August 27th, said the party's vice president. The ruling Fidesz party thinks there's a good chance that modifying the constitution will get the two-thirds majority it needs in parliament. One of the amendments is about allowing the military to assist the police in case of a terrorism threat. Opposition party, the Socialists, have not taken part in consultations. They say they haven't received enough information regarding the changes. Parliament will discuss the amended law in the spring.
Hungary and Vietnam have had a close relationship for decades, starting back in the 1960s when hundreds of North Vietnamese came to study at universities in Hungary. Now, the two countries have signed a major healthcare pact, where Hungarian companies will construct a new hospital in the south of the country. Hungary's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Péter Szijjártó, said that this step is part of the strategic importance Hungary places in the area that includes business and educational opportunities.
We've signed a 60 million euro aid agreement to support the construction of a 500-bed hospital for cancer patients in Vietnam built by Hungarian companies. The hospital will be the biggest of its kind in the south of the country, and Hungarian companies will build it in the upcoming years through this binding aid agreement.
Back in 2008 and 2009, a gang of Hungarian racists carried out a murder spree in the country against the Roma minority. They were finally caught and put on trial, in fact, several times. Three of the four were facing life sentences and so appealed again, but this time to Hungary's Supreme Court, while a fourth accused, who served mainly as the group's getaway driver, was given 13 years.
The three main suspects accused for committing the Roma murders were on trial for the third time on Tuesday. In the first and second court cases, they received life sentences. The Curia, Hungary's Supreme Court, didn't decide differently either. They upheld the earlier sentences. The first and second accused didn't want to hear the justification of the sentence. The brothers were taken back to prison by prison guards, where they will now spend their final sentences. Only their cohort, Zsolt P., stayed at the trial. The defending attorney and the three accused handed an appeal on the decision made last May, claiming the investigative authority made procedural errors. The Curia has now announced that though smaller errors were made in the procedure, they did not prevent the court from assessing the facts and did not limit the three accused in their right to defend themselves. The four men attacked Roma families chosen at random in 2008 and 2009. They lit the house of some on fire, then shot the son and father escaping from the burning building with a shotgun. They shot a woman in her sleep. Six victims were killed in a series of attacks, while another five suffered serious injuries. The Curia judged that only the most serious, possibly ordained sentence could be proportionate to the actions of the Roma murderers. This series of acts committed by three accused in criminal organization couldn't be balanced by anything other than the most grave sentence, life imprisonment, said the judge in the justification. The defending lawyer of the first accused did agree with a part of the sentence. The possible release of the three main accused will only be investigated 40 years after their capture, in 2049, by an amnesty committee.
Tuesday was the 73rd anniversary of the largest Hungarian defeat in the Second World War. Back in January 1943, Soviet forces wiped out about half of the 200,000-strong Hungarian Second Army near Voronezh in the Don River area of the former Soviet Union. In honor of the fallen, many Hungarians participated in commemorating the event.
Vince Tokács, enlisted at 19, was an assistant platoon commander during the fight at the Don River. Because he was wounded in battle by a grenade, he was quickly transported home and thus avoided the slaughter. The Don River Bend was in front of us and to the right of us, if I remember well. That's why we called it the Don River Bend, he explained. The 200,000-strong Hungarian army had been based at the Don River in the Soviet Union since 1942. On January 12, 1943, the Red Army attacked in minus 40 degrees Celsius weather. The Hungarians were poorly equipped for both the enemy and the weather and were overrun within days by a much larger Soviet force. The exact number of Hungarians who died is still unknown, but the battle is recognized as arguably Hungary's largest military defeat ever. The Parliamentary State Secretary of the Ministry of Defense, Tomás Varga, said at the battle's 73rd commemorative ceremony that it is the duty of Hungarians to honor the soldiers of Hungary's Second Army. He also said that after the fall of communism in Eastern Europe, the service, attitude and dedication to the duty of the Second Hungarian Army isn't just about them being victims, but also people to respect. We honor soldiers, Hungarian men, who under horrific circumstances tried to do the impossible. They tried to hold back an enemy that was much bigger, better equipped and better armed, said the state secretary. In various cities throughout the country, people commemorated the fallen of the Hungarian Second Army in that infamous battle.
Well, on a happier note, Budapest was the place to be if you're a circus fan, because for 5 days, the Hungarian capital hosted its annual International Circus Festival with some of the best acts in the world. The event ended on Monday and featured 30 acts from 13 countries. It was also a true crowd pleaser, pulling in thousands of spectators. And so, without further ado, I give you the Big Top Hungarian style.
Silver Power, the Hungarian strength-lifting duo, stepped onto the circus floor for the last time at this year's International Circus Festival. All of the contestants performed their numbers once again on the last day of the event. Two similar Hungarian artiste numbers haven't been able to perform for years, and they even both received one of the most prestigious festival awards, Bronze Clowns. The third Hungarian contestant even received a special award. The performers were evaluated by Hungarian and foreign circus directors and journalists. Of the special awards, the one shaped like Charlie Chaplin, handed over by the actor's son, was given to Totti, the Spanish clown. The European Circus Association Award is exclusively handed out to artists, but this year, for the first time, the artistic director of the Capital Circus of Budapest also got one. We started organizing this festival 6 months ago. There was a lot of work put into it. In the last week, I was here every day with basically no sleep, morning to night, to do my best and make sure it succeeds. And I'm honestly really proud of this award, he said. More than 12,000 people visited the Capital Circus of Budapest. Circus fans arrived from Germany via special buses and others by plane from Norway and Sweden. The hotels in the area were all completely booked because circus fans from all over came after hearing about the International Circus Festival of Budapest, said the government commissioner. The goal of the circus festival was to give the artists as many opportunities to present themselves as possible, and not just to the audience, but also to the world's largest circuses.
And that's all for now from Hungary Reports. We're on every night after the Hungarian news at 11 p.m. Central European time. And don't forget, you can also catch us on the internet. Now, please stay tuned if you can for the other foreign language broadcasts on our network in German, Russian and Chinese. Thanks for watching and Jó éjszakát.